Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century.
We're back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, 1-888-822-8255. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the W's in the front and the .com on the back, and there you are. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest this hour. You know him. You love him. He's been with us several times before. His name is Russ Brown. Russ is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, a very valuable member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, and he is also the president and the founder of Business Book Press, which we'll get him to tell us about a little bit about in a minute. And also, he's the author of several books and reports, but the two that I know the most about are, one is called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, and the other one is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. Two similar books, but both have different missions, different things that they want to accomplish. And we'll get him to tell us a little bit about those again in just a minute. But the thing that we're talking about today is the 15 most important questions a buyer should ask a seller. Russ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being back.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, and you do a great job. Russ, folks, is an expert business consultant, small business consultant. He is a business broker by profession. That's one of the things he does. Russ, take a minute and tell us a little bit about the Business Book Press.
Well, the Business Book Press publishes books related, as the name says, sounds like, to business. And it publishes my books, which are the Strategies for Successfully Buying and Selling a Business and Preparing Your Business for Sale, the two you mentioned. And it publishes a couple of other books by different business authors and a bunch of reports and articles.
Right.
And we do a lot of sales on the internet, and it's at businessbookpress.com, again with the W's in front and .com in the back, like you say. And but also we sell an awful lot through bookstores.
This report 105 that we started talking about last time you were with us a couple of weeks ago is called The 15 Most Important Questions a Buyer Should Ask a Business Seller. Why is it important that we identify certain questions to ask a seller?
Well, you know, if you're considering buying a business, and you ought to be, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to get into business,
you're thinking about starting one. You don't
know
where.
You're thinking of starting one.
You don't know what it's going to look like. You just want one.
You want to be in business.
Yes.
And most people, when they think of I want to be in business, they think in terms of starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to do, my mission in life, is to get these people to at least consider buying an existing business that's in the area, the field that they want to be in.
At least, in my opinion, Russ, I don't know whether you agree with my percentages or not, and these are just arbitrary percentages. At least 25% of your activity, if not 50% of your energy, should be devoted to finding a business that's already existing that you can buy, and the rest of it to starting your own business.
That's exactly right. And if you're already in business and you want to expand, you want to put some energy into some quick expansion, again, you should be thinking about buying an existing similar business,
mm-hmm.
buying your competitor. Or buying a similar business in the next town or the next county.
And it doesn't even have to be an identical business.
It
could be something just similar that would be similar enough that you could cross sell different products. You could increase your product array, but still sell the products and services you sell in your business now, your existing business, over in that new business, and vice versa.
That's exactly right. You can bring into play all the economies of scale by with your existing workforce, with your existing commercial space that you're using, whether you own it or lease it. I mean, there's so many advantages to thinking about it. So basically, my message that I'm trying to get out there is, you know, you really ought to think about buying that existing business, whether you're thinking about starting a business or expanding a business you're already in.
Right. And last time you were with us, Russ, we were talking about the first question in your report, which is, to ask the seller, why are you selling your business? And we ticked off some of the things why someone might say that they were selling: retirement, poor health, death or incapacity. This is an unsolicited offer or a divorce, or some other the person wants to pursue other interests, or they're burned out, they have a lot of stress, or maybe they're just relocating. Those are some reasons that someone might be prepared to sell their business.
Right.
And we covered most of those, I think, last time.
We went over that, and you started off by asking, why do we want to ask a question like that, or any of these questions? And obviously, once you've made the decision to consider an existing business for sale, you do have to do an awful lot of due diligence. And due diligence is just simply the investigation of that business to determine all the facets of how it operates, that you can learn as much as you need to know to be able to make an informed decision on whether or not to buy the business and how much to pay for it.
Right.
And so what I've tried to do is to take all those questions. There's a whole lot of questions I've got to ask, but I tried to distill them down into the 15 most important ones and just lay those out for someone to take a look at. And those questions will, in fact, the answers to them will drive you to other questions and so on. So it's a means of getting the conversation going and getting the investigation started.
One of the things that some people who've been listening to the show for a while will remember that earlier in 1998, you and I did a series on your report that covers 125 due diligence steps in buying a business. And we covered that over a period of several months back in 1998. Now what we're doing is just a little bit different. Some of the same topics, some of the same issues, but we're getting down to the 15 questions, general questions, as Russ said, that you would want to ask them. And Russ, number two is, what are the last 3 years' net operating profits?
Well, obviously, it's key. I mean, when you're buying a small business, what you're really buying is a stream of earnings. You're buying the income potential from that business. And so that's the most important thing, really. You have to understand, what kind of money the company makes, how long have they been making it, and then you can use that to kind of project out into the future. Because if you buy this business, you want some good confidence that this cash flow, these earnings, are going to continue on into the future.
Absolutely. I want to talk a little bit more about the operating profits, the net operating profit question in just a minute, and what kind of answers you might be met with. When we come back right after these messages, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Our special guest is our good friend, Russ Brown. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is Russ Brown. Russ is a member of the Brain Trust and the author of two books that I recommend to you. One is called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, and the other one is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. And Russ, let's get back into what we were talking about. Number two question that you have in your report of the 15 questions to ask a seller is, what are the last 3 years' net operating profits? And when you ask them that, there is a time and a place to ask that question, isn't there? I mean, you don't just walk in and say, hi, I'm Jim, how do you like me so far? I'd like to buy your business. What are your last 3 years of operating profits? Don't do that. There's a time and a place for this, isn't there?
Well, certainly. And you've got to build up the credibility that you bring to the table, that you're a legitimate, serious buyer with the means to buy the business. So there'll be quite a bit of discussion that's gone on. I mean, first of all, you found the business owner somehow, either through an advertisement that they've placed or you found them. And let me digress for a minute here. I do want to get a point in that's important. I'd like people to understand something. You know, you don't have to just go to business brokers to find businesses for sale,
right,
or classified ads in newspapers or what's popular now is ads on the Internet. I'll tell you, the best way to find a business, and I hope my fellow business brokers don't drum me out of the core here, but the best way to find a good business is to look around you. Look around in your town, in your county, in the area around you, businesses that you know and where you know the business owner is getting up in years and may not want to be continuing in the business forever. I mean, obviously, they won't be there forever.
Especially if you try to find out a little bit about the family. Is someone in the business? Is there a child or a grandchild in the business?
Exactly. And of course, you know, the statistics, I'm going to try to pull them out of my head here. It's only like about 20% of businesses are actually transferred to the children.
The rest of them are sold or just closed up.
That's right. Well, they're either sold or closed, exactly. And but so it's not that high probability that a business will get transferred on to junior, even if there is a junior involved, even if there are children involved.
Right.
A lot of time the kids don't want to follow in their dad's footsteps or their mom's footsteps in the business.
Well, our junior may be 22 years old and not ready to take over.
Right, and also junior may want the business but can't afford it, and there's no way that the dad will trust a 22-year-old kid with that kind of an investment.
Right.
So there are lots of things. So that's sort of off the topic we're just talking about. But I wanted to get that in because
Absolutely. It's
certainly an important aspect to consider if you're thinking about getting into business, and also very important to think about as you try to expand your existing business. So now back to the net operating profits and the information you need to get. Notice I say 3 years of operating profits. That's a minimum. You really want to look at the financial returns of the business for the last 3 years and as much as you can get, because you want to see a history. And what you're really going to be looking for is increasing profits over that time and increasing sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's very important. And where do you get that from? You get that, one of the best places is the federal income tax returns.
Right.
Because there's not too many folks that will put on an income tax return sales and income that they haven't actually received, because they'll be paying taxes on
right.
it, obviously. So that's a good place to look. And, of course, as you had brought up, that you just don't come right out and ask for this. You do have to establish a relationship with the seller. The seller has to understand that you're a serious buyer.
And they trust you?
They trust you. And trust, by the way, will take the form of you signing a non-disclosure agreement.
Right.
So any information that this company owner, this business owner, would provide you, you have to agree in writing that you won't disclose that information to anyone else other than your professional paid advisors,
right.
like your attorney or accountant, of course. But do you agree never to disclose that information to anyone else? Because obviously it's very sensitive.
And they do the same for you, because you may be asked to share some things about yourself and your business that you wouldn't want to be disclosed to anyone else.
Absolutely.
It's quid pro quo. It works both ways.
Right. And I advise business owners, the sellers, that when they start talking with a buyer, that they get a detailed financial statement from that person as a quid pro quo for them providing their financial information.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's extremely important.
Another thing is I recommend that whoever is the aggressor, so to speak, whoever is promoting the idea of buying or selling this business, that person should be the one to initiate the suggestion of confidentiality agreements, non-disclosure agreements.
Yes, and usually there's a broker involved.
Yeah, right. All right, folks, it's 29 after the hour. We're going to take a quick break with our good friend Russ Brown. He and I will be right back after these messages, 888-822-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassinger, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Russ Brown. Russ is the author of two outstanding books. One is called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, and the other one is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. Russ, tell our audience why they would choose one or the other of these books.
Well, Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business is written for someone who's interested in a small business, a Main Street business, who wants to either buy it or to sell it. And it talks about the things you need to know about the mechanism of going through that process.
Mm-hmm.
The book Preparing Your Business for Sale is written primarily for business owners who are contemplating selling the business, and they want to get it ready to be sold for the most money and for the least amount of problems.
And you might want this book 5 years, 10 years in advance of when you want to sell the business, or maybe a year in advance or whatever, but you can buy it pretty early. Even if you're not currently thinking about selling your business, this would be a good book to have just to tip you off to some of the things you need to be working on, so that in 3 to 5 years, or whenever you think you might want to sell, when the market's right, when it's time for you to retire or whatever, you're ready to go. Or on a negative note, in a way, if something should happen to you, make sure your business is in the kind of shape that your family would not have as much difficulty in selling.
That's right, and I even have a whole chapter in the book devoted to if you want to turn the business over to your children. It's right. I talk about the transition from yourself to your children and all the things you have to think about and do to make that happen. So,
and these books are available at bookstores, and they're also available at your website.
Yes, they are. And,
tell
of course, also available at Amazon.com, which everybody seems to know about.
Right.
I'd rather have you come to businessbookpress.com and get the book, and I'll also give you some free things to go along with it, which you
all
won't
right.
get on Amazon.
Absolutely. And if you want both books, you give them a discount, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. When someone, we're talking about this question number two, what are the questions that you would ask a seller, what are the last 3 years net operating profits? What do you do with this information? When somebody gives you that information, what are you expecting to get? What if someone gives you the last 3 years of operating profits and there aren't actually any operating profits, they're operating losses? Should you run away from that?
No, not necessarily. That may be a buying opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You generally are looking for a good, solid business with increasing sales and increasing profits. I mean, that's ideally what you're looking for. But there are some businesses that over the last few years of their history have started turning in losses because the owner may be burned out or becoming aged and are not paying attention to the business. And this has happened many times. I've seen business owners that have had health problems, heart attacks or strokes or whatever.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.